Blog Talk Radio.
Let your hands for Angela.
Show Talk with Angela Butler. You are currently listening to Angela Butler. I'm waiting on my guest, Reginald Lewis, Terrell Owens, and Country Boy. Waiting on their phone calls. So they're the co-owners and CEO of Urban Spice Magazine. So while I'm waiting on them, I'm going to talk about Marissa Alexandra. Miss Marissa Alexandra has been denied the Stand Your Ground defense here in Florida. The new Stand Your Ground defense has been denied. And as usual, Florida refuses to free her domestic violence. And they also are failing to support women's rights to self-defense. So, you know, that's just how it is here in Florida. You know, people have a right to defend themselves, you know. But that's the update on Miss Marissa Alexandra. She has been denied the Stand Your Ground defense that has, of course, worked for the races of the people. All right. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Hey, Angela. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing okay, and you?
Doing fantastic.
So who's on the phone with? Is it just you, Reginald?
It's just me right now.
Okay, so, all right. All right, listeners, I don't know if I've let this be known often, but I am a writer for Urban Spice Magazine, which is a great magazine, a very up-and-coming magazine, a very bare magazine. And on Show Talk with Angela Butler is Reginald Lewis. That's one of the owners. So how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, Angela. I hear you got some exciting things going on down there in the top of Florida.
Oh, dude, tell me about it. Tell me what do I have going on.
Well, I don't know if you want me to let the cat out of the bag just yet.
No,
so
no, don't. Okay, all right, I hear you. So what's going on with Urban Spice Magazine? Tell the listeners.
Well, I appreciate you having me on the show, Angela. As always, we have a wonderful time. Just a little bit about what's going on at Urban Spice. You know, we're always busy doing something. We
yes.
have a couple shows coming up. And, Angela, what we've done, we put together a tour, a mini tour, and we're looking to inspire kids and young adults and adults in the community to pursue their dreams in fashion, film, and entertainment. So what we've done, we put on a series of shows that anybody can participate in. They can just go to the website at urbanspicemag.com and just click on the model page and, you know, send us your profile picture, your contact number, and you can be on our email list so that you can be abreast of all the shows that we have coming up. Our next show is going to be September 6th. That's going to be in Greenwood, South Carolina. First of its kind, Andrew. There's an inspirational fashion show. We've got 31 churches involved, kids from the age of 5 to 13, young adults 14 to 18, and then adults 18 and older are going to be ripping the runway in front of agencies and talent scouts.
Okay. Agencies and talent scouts. All right. So this is like Barbizon or something. I know Barbizon is a school academy, but moved on up. So you're going to have scouts there. All right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So what age category is your fashion show going to be in?
Well, my church is going to be comprised of four groups. The first group starting at 5 years of age to 8 years of age. And then we're going to do 9 to 12 years of age, 13 to 16 years of age, and 17 and older, all the way up to 23, 24 years.
Okay, that's great. So are you also, Webber's Vice, ever doing any pageant?
We're talking about it. We are talking about it. It's probably a year away.
A year away?
We've been asked to do it, so we're either going to do a pageant or music fashion.
Hey, you're cutting out. Hey, Rachel, you're cutting out. You're cutting out. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, now I can hear you. Okay. I know the people listening couldn't hear you. Okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be looking at doing a pageant in about a year. Another year.
Oh, okay. Okay, do you have any older modeling categories or plus-size modeling categories for this fashion show?
Well, that's our model search segment. Then we have our breast cancer benefit show that's going to be October the 12th, where we are looking for a little more mature model. It's going to be a high-end show. We're going to have 8 couture designers. We're looking at serving pink mascara to the audience. So it's going to be a great evening, and are looking for plus-size models and older models. You can also go to the website, urbanspicemag.com, and just go to the model page and submit your profile picture, contact information. And then, of course, we have our third annual Hands That Heal fashion show in November, a fashion show that we do each year to raise awareness and come together to feed the homeless.
Oh, AIDS awareness. Okay, that is great. That is great. Do you have any dates set for these events?
Well, the first is September the 6th. That's this model search, ages 5 to 3. And then the breast cancer awareness benefit fashion show is going to be October 12th. And that's all ages. Well, adults. No, we won't have kids involved in that. That'll be mostly adults. We don't have a date set for the November show. Like I said, if you go to urbanspicemag.com, you can tune in
okay.
to what's going on.
Okay, that is great. That's great. I'm so glad you're doing a whole lot with Urban Spice. So what else is going on? The magazine, the fashion shows? Do you have a television show?
Not yet. We've been, talking about it, but, we do a lot. Our main focus is getting the magazine, and we'd like for everybody on the show to go to urbanspicemag.com and subscribe to the magazine supporters, and we'll be glad to send you a copy and keep you updated on opportunities. We inspire, inform, and present opportunities to the urban community, so it'll be a great It'll be a great opportunity for everybody.
Oh, okay. That's great.
Yeah, and of course you get to read some fantastic stories. Angela, she's always got a good story in there about health tips, beauty tips. We always have a great, in there for those who like to cook. And then, we kind of copied Jed a little bit. We always got that beauty of the issue. So, the guys have a little, something to look at.
Okay. All right, that's great. Yeah, you have the bikini contest is what I call it. But what do you call it? It's called swimwear.
Urban Spice Beauty.
Yeah. Urban Spice Beauty, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, you do have that. So what can listeners expect in your next book, your next magazine?
Well, we're looking at getting more information to the people, more information that people can use because, you know, people want to know what's going on in the community. We want to build the business district up in the communities, especially the urban community, because a lot of businesses are struggling to stay open. But, you know, as we go out in the community, we became aware of a lot of businesses are struggling just because people don't know that they're there. So we want to help businesses grow in our business section. You can also take out an advertisement in the magazine to help boost your business. We've always got health tips in there, so we'll be getting more information on, I think we have an article on AIDS, this issue that's going to, you know, that's a big problem in the urban community. So you definitely want to, you know, stay in tune with what's going on with your health. We also have a section in there for just opportunities. We have a home-based business section in the magazine for those who are looking to make extra money working from home. We have several home-based business opportunities that we co-sign that we've done the research, and they're panning out to be pretty good opportunities. So, you know,
okay.
We have those on the website as well.
Also, tell them about how they get funds or money, so to speak, to travel and things like that. Are the coupons, money?
Yeah. Once you subscribe to the magazine, we give you a $1,000 free coupon of your choices. It will send you to the website. You can print $1,000 worth of coupons for items over 6,000 stores, things that you're already buying in your home. So, you know, I often ask people, is saving money the same as making money? So if you save a dollar or make a dollar, you still got that dollar.
That is true. So $1,000 is pretty good. Yeah.
And then we have other prizes that we're always giving away.
Okay.
We give free trips away to, you know, from time to time, but you know, you have to go to the website, urbanspicemag.com, and you'll see all the things that we do, all the giveaways that we have. Angela, we started a business network, Meet and Eat, and we're excited about that. We had our first one. We went to a Japanese restaurant. They cooked the food in front of us. You can follow us on Instagram at Urban Spice Magazine and see some of the past events and meet and eat things that we've done, and we're bringing business people together at the meet and eat to discuss different topics and problems and give solutions to the problems that, you know, maybe young business people are experiencing.
Yes, I understand that. Yes, that's a good thing. That's a great thing that you're doing, as a matter of fact. So what are some of the things you address about young business people and their businesses, or young businesses even, not necessarily young people, but young businesses?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we've been, Terrell and I, we've been business owners well over combined almost, you know, 50 or 60 years of business experience. So, you know, we have a lot of information that we can share to help people grow their businesses. We definitely can tell you what not to do. We've made a lot of mistakes, and we've hit some home runs as well.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. So so what's in the future? Where's Urban Spice headed to? Is it going to be worldwide, nationwide? I mean, is it already bad? I mean, let the listeners know. Let people know about it.
Oh, yeah, we were international before we came back locally to print. So now that we're here to print, we're going back worldwide again with the print version.
Okay.
And we're doing that through subscriptions. So we like it's
okay.
only $14.99 for the year. So you'll get lots of information, lots of tips about different things, community news, world news. You know, it's full of information.
Okay. All right then. Okay. All right. That sounds great. Sounds like Urban Spice is coming a long way. And of course, I love to write for Urban Spice. It's a great magazine. I love it. You know, I'm glad to have the opportunity to write for you. You know, I have a book. I have a book called Diabetes and Me, Overcoming and Surviving the Silent Killer about diabetes. So, you know, listeners, check out my book on CreateSpace.Amazon.com. So what else is going on? Let me know what else is going on.
Well, we're revamping the website.
Okay, you're revamping the website. Okay, are you accepting new stories and new writers, or are you just keeping the same people?
Oh, no, we're always looking for new writers. You can send your information to urbanspicemagazine@gmail.com. If you'd like to be one of the contributing writers, we're always looking for photographers, makeup artists, hairstylists, interns, people who are seeking to learn about the magazine business or the fashion business or entertainment business. So we're always looking for interns and volunteers to help us out with some of the things that we have coming up.
Okay. All right. Do they get college credit? Are you doing college credit for people, but the interns?
Yes.
Are you working with colleges there? Okay. All right. Is it only in Georgia right now, or is it everywhere?
It's only in our home office is in Atlanta, Georgia right now.
So that's the only colleges or universities you're working with now?
Well, we can work with any college and university, but it would be online.
This sounds great. So, listeners, you hear that. Those of you young people who are trying to get college credit there in Georgia, contact Urban Spice Magazine. So if someone wanted to get in contact with you and work with you, they would simply go to the website and fill out information there on the website, or would they contact you? And how
yeah,
can they contact you?
All the information is on the website.
Okay. What's the URL to the website?
It's www.urbanspicemag.com.
Okay, you've got a lot going on, you and Terrell and Country Boy. You guys got it going on. and I thank you also for the opportunity to let me write for your magazine. I really enjoy the work I do for you guys, and it gives me a lot of satisfaction to see my work in print, my writings in print. Yeah. So you're accepting new writers. You didn't seem to say much about your television show. You said you were concentrating more on the magazine and everything. Is the television show off the air? Is it off for a season? Because I know some people go off for a season. I've been watching other cable channels, and they go off for a little bit. Is that what you guys are doing with your television show?
Well, we revamped the television show. We're not pursuing that right now. Like I said, we're focusing in on the magazine and getting it where it needs to be, and then we'll come back and follow up with radio mm-hmm. and television.
Okay, that sounds great. That sounds great. So you have, so of course I know you gentlemen have a great following, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We
yeah,
do.
Without a doubt. Okay. All right. So, so you accept the new writer. You have the fashion show. This, do you ever do anything at Christmas? Christmas time, you and Country Boy and Terrell?
Yeah, we always have our Christmas extravaganza. That's in December. We're working on a date for that. Like I said, it's, everything is always posted on the website. As soon as we get the dates and everything set, then we, you know, we'll get the information out to the public.
Okay. All right, then. Good to hear your voice again, and look forward to one day seeing you again in person and everything. So.
Okay. Well, it's always a pleasure being on your show, and anything that we can ever do, just a phone call away.
Okay. Anything you guys can know? Yeah, I've been kind of down a little bit, kind of ill last. But I'm doing better, doing a whole lot better. So I thank you for that. Thank you very much for that. So is there age limit or is there a minimum or maximum age limit to be in the beauty part of the magazine? You know, the bathing suit model.
No, there isn't. There's no age limit. Everybody's welcome.
Oh,
we,
okay.
We have something for everybody.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds great. It sounds like you're doing great things. Will there be any celebrities in the upcoming magazine, or are you going to focus on everyday people who are doing great things?
Oh, yeah. We're always doing things featuring boutiques, designers, just people who are doing wonderful things in the community. We're always looking for good stories to publish, good people to publish in the magazine. So.
Okay, do you have like a section for business, person of the week, month, or things like that?
I already know,
but they don't.
Yeah, we do an entrepreneur of the month. We're going to start that back up first of the year, and we feature okay. those people on the website. That's something that a lot of people always look forward to, and they were excited to, you know, see themselves. And we like to give, you know, people, publish people that are doing and working and doing great things to help others.
Okay. So that everything sounds great, what you're doing there in, I believe, Atlanta. Is it Atlanta? For your
yep.
Corporation in magazine. Okay.
Yep, great city of Atlanta.
Okay. Atlanta's a great place. It's a great place. It really is. So with the fashion show, what categories are you going to have in the fashion? Is it going to be just elegant swimwear? I mean, what are the categories?
The October show is going to be definitely couture. It's going
okay.
to be strictly couture. Our model search and talent search is going to be also. We're going to have some local boutiques from South Carolina and some upscale. It'll be a mixture of urban and couture. So you get a little bit of both.
Okay. All right. Okay, sounds great. Sounds great. Sounds like fashion is going to be great. I give it. Is there a price to get into the fashion show? Does any money have to pay? Are you doing donations? I mean, how are you doing that?
Well, you definitely. We have different opportunities, different ways people can participate. So, you know, some people can. Some shows you have. There's a registration fee. Some are free, just depending on the show.
Just depending on the show. Okay. Will businesses be able to be there and buy booths?
Yes, we always have vendors. So
vendors,
you know,
okay, yeah. Vendors.
On a bid
okay.
at these shows you can be in.
Okay. All right. Okay, I just wanted to know, you know, for everybody we have all the information. Yeah. just want to make sure, you know, that I got the information from you so everyone would know what's going on.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to take a break.
Like always.
I'm not going to take a break. I just realized what I was going to say for 4.5 minutes in the show left. So, yes, it will be a break. I just want to tell Reginald, I'm coming back to you, okay? I just want to tell everybody listening about the Wright Foundation. The Wright Foundation is a local charity providing emergency assistance to families in crisis. They are providing a hand up, not hand out, to help families who are responding to a crisis, homelessness, or at risk for homelessness. And these families, they help these families quickly regain self-sustainability. If you wish to make a difference in this community and save a family from homelessness, support the Wright Foundation, their faith partners, by visiting the website for ways you can help and make a donation today. The website is, of course, www.thewrightfoundation.com. And the word Wright is spelled WRIGHT foundation.com. And those of you who are interested in becoming faith partners to help people within the community, and yes, it is in Florida, just go to the website and visit. And I also would like to remind you, I have a book out, Diabetes and Me, Surviving and Overcoming the Silent Killer. It is on createspace.com. It is also on amazon.com. Of course, my name is Angela D. Lois Butler. Reginald, I wanted to ask you something. Do you have anything for authors, people who write books?
Yes, we do. We're starting a book club inside the magazine. So we do have opportunities for people who are authors to showcase their books, and we'll have an author of the issue as well.
Okay. All right. That is great. Oh, gosh, Urban Spice has come a long way. You guys have some great ideas. And I like to remind, don't forget the cooking section about healthy eating, helping people eat right. They end up being a diabetic like me.
Okay.
The magazine is great, not just my article, but listeners, the whole magazine is great. It has a wealth of information in it. So I'm just going to tell you people listening, you are really missing out if you do not buy a subscription to Urban Spice magazine. It's in print and online. And tell them that price again for the year.
It's $14.99, and you can get it at www.urbanspicemag.com.
All right, listeners, you hear that? This is Reginald Lewis. He's one of the owners of Urban Spice Magazine. And URL, I believe he says, www.urbanspicemag.com or .org.
Yes.
.com. Okay, .com, listeners, got that. So the subscription for a whole, you can't beat the prize, but you get $1,000. So come on, people, support businesses within our communities, because you know entrepreneurship is great, and with the past recession, the way things are going, you cannot really count on corporate America. So let's support each other. Let's get out there and support each other's small businesses. All right. I also want to let everyone know that tomorrow night, Miss Tammy Fraser will be on the show, and her coach, Miss Haybreaker. She has a very inspirational story. She was once paralyzed. She was in a car accident. And if you want to hear about spirituality and overcoming, strength, determination, and family, and God, this is the show for you. Reginald, we have 10 seconds. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
Well, I just want to give you all the praise, Angela. You've been a trooper. You've been there with Urban Spice since the beginning, and we thank you, and we bless you, and we hope that all your wishes and dreams come true. And we're working hard down here in the great city of Atlanta, Georgia, to make for a better world.
Thank you. And have a good night, Rich.
Thank you.